charge of stuff, and we want to get paid the same. And then there's other feminists that are like, we want to free the nipple on Instagram. It's like, hey, can we focus? I know she's more fun, but can we focus? It's like if during the Revolutionary War, if some soldiers were like, we want to be independent. And then other soldiers were like, we want to free the nipple on Instagram. You'd be like, yeah, maybe England should stay in charge of you. You sound like you'd be fairly irresponsible. It's just hard for me to even believe that that was a woman's idea. Sounds like a man infiltrated a meeting and he was like, we gotta get these nipples on Instagram. Did you hear we can't? It's not fair for the women. You know me, my main concern is the women. Some feminists that are like, we want to be in charge.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on the Civic Media Network. Hello, Waukesha, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, Madison tonight. On the app, on the podcast. We are rounding out this week. Today's Friday, last half hour of the show. And my friend of the show, Laura Lyons, comedian, is here. And we found these. I have never heard of this. It's a digital magazine called Psyche. And they have two different articles that I felt like there was no one I wanted to talk about it more than with you, having you on. And so one, I think, is very obvious. Well, both are obvious compared on, but one is how humor is a moral virtue, even in dark times. And the other is a historical, the historical accuracy of why women aren't funny. And so where should we start, Laura Lyons?
I feel like we should start with the sense of humor, even a dark sense of humor is a good virtue to have. Because I think it's interesting what this article talks about.
I totally agree. So it's in Psyche magazine, a sense of humor, even a dark one, is a moral virtue. And it was written by Mark Alfano, who's an associate professor of philosophy, and Mandy Estola, who's a lecturer of philosophy at Delft University. And a lot of the examples they give in the article is talking about the humor that we've seen play out in the Ukraine-Russian war. And like how humor is used against power, but also used, it's like you can't laugh, what else can you do? And I feel like when I was reading this article, it reminded me of, did you watch Dairy Girls?
I just finished it this morning.
So good. I haven't seen the most recent season of it, but this is a show where it's a fictional show that's produced right now, but the context is early 90s Ireland. So during the dark times of the Civil War that was happening, where randomly, like, the resistance would be bombing bridges and you would have to go around. But, like, that is, like, the backdrop of the show. The main plot of the show, these high school girls who are ridiculous. And if you watch it, I highly recommend putting on the subtitles because it is a very thick Irish accent.
But I remember, Northern Irish,
Northern
too.
Northern Irish,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
But I remember listening to a interview with the creator of the show, showrunner of the show, who this is based off her life. And she said, I just remember the women of that time being so funny because that's a survival tactic as well.
Absolutely. I think sometimes the funniest people have to survive. I mean, that's a huge trope, but I do think it's true in a lot of ways. And it's the only way to heal and to cope and to get through something. And those examples of the Ukraine-Russian war, I mean, we all have heard about the Ukrainian grandmother giving the sunflower seeds mm-hmm. to the Russian soldiers, saying there, when your corpse is in the ground, there'll be flowers that come from it. And I think it's really important, especially dark humor. And it's so funny, the Dairy Girls, I was watching it this morning, I finished season 3, and I thought the same thing of, these girls in high school just wanted to live regular lives. They couldn't, but they still had incredible wit to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that wit becomes really complex, which is more interesting and sarcastic and deadpan. And there's so many levels to it that I think is really important. And And the article basically talks about it being a moral virtue, which I never really thought about before.
Yeah, me but either.
Yeah, and that was so fascinating because they said it goes back to ancient Greece when Aristotle had this phrase called the golden mean, which basically meant good traits are in between bad examples. Like courage is good because it's in between cowardness and having no fear at all. And that is a way to temper your emotions. So you kind of go into the world with people being authentic and they authentically respecting you. And humor is a great healing tool and also a way to make your emotions, if they're going up or down, you can use humor to kind of neutralize them. And I never thought of it that way. And I thought that was really interesting. And, you know, it's like me, even when we were talking about when people say, think positively and I have to scream into a pillow. It's like that neutralizes it and it makes it a joke versus having anger or sadness, those kind of extreme emotions. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really interesting how in dire conditions that like aren't conducive to being happy, you still can use this quote-unquote moral virtue to have respect and to live in kind of a happy condition, even though everything around you isn't good.
Well, and one of the other points they make there is how what our sense of humor is and what we find funny is also a signal of what our values are. And so sometimes it is used as a tool to vet out who aligns with our values. Cause if you make a joke and they don't laugh at it, it's like, well, maybe I don't like you that much anyways. and I felt like that was a bridge to the other article, also in Psyche, which is the history of women not being funny, and an actual historian trying to mark how did this trope or this stereotype happen. And it's two women, I think three women, who fancy ourselves as funny people. I also wonder how much it is true of, well, there's just certain men who don't find us funny because the things we find funny as women and women who tell jokes. So well, maybe you just don't get it, dude.
Yeah. And it's the, it is really interesting because, you know, 10 years ago, we kind of accepted male humor as the only thing, and it was king and that was it. And we were going to hear the difference between men and women and how much they hated their wives and their girlfriends. And we just took it. And it's funny the evolution of humor, especially in that article. But yeah, it's they're not the authority on what's funny. And I think that has shifted so much, even in the past 10 years, of like, it's okay for them not to laugh because that doesn't mean you're not funny.
Yeah.
Which I think is a huge thing that's changed over the past decade, for sure.
We're talking to Laura Lyons, who is a comedian based out of Worcester.
Based
out of the East Coast, about two different articles that we found in psyche.co, which is where you can find it. And this one is just when in history did men decide that women are not funny? And it was interesting because one of the things they point out is that as things become either profitable or a sign of respect, because one of the things that they said that women used to do, which I did not know, that in medieval times, the brewmasters were women. That like brewing beer was a woman's role until that shifted. And it becomes, well, only men do this. And I think that is another male dominated, as I have friends who work in the beer industry. Like it is, it's a very male dominated thing. And so tell me, it happened like kind of around Freud, right? Is that what you picked out of the article?
Yes. That before then, women and humor was suppressed and oppressed in a different light, but it was never that women aren't funny. It was women have to be demure and not laugh because that means that, you know, they're not pure or Christian, like all of that. But then in the 20th century, Freud basically said, you know, women aren't funny because they are less complex psychic development, quote, that he said. And it's the castration fear of the superego. Like, then it became kind of this like, oh, women actually don't have it in their body to be funny. Which I find, it's so interesting because I've heard growing up women aren't funny. I mean, I still hear it like on TikTok and all of that. And, but it's interesting that it stems from that because beforehand, even during like the witch trials, it was never a tick on the list of why a woman should be tried in a trial of, oh, she's too funny, you know? And so it kind of revolution. I mean, it basically stems from money and misogyny of what you're saying of basically after the 17th century, like during the 18th century, it was kind of commodifying with humor on stage and it was bringing audiences. But because delivering jokes is kind of this like aggressive, assertive, confident thing, they didn't want women to be on stage because of that. So then in the 19th century, when it became really profitable, they pushed women to the side. So it just kind of kept pushing the stereotype of a woman not being funny, but it was just because they could make money off of it. So they steered women away from it.
Laura, I am going to laugh about Freud's women aren't complex enough to be funny, but men are.
Truly, truly. I was saying earlier, I had a TikTok that was just really, it was dark humor, really sarcastic about, you know, my doctors being like, yeah, we don't know how long you're going to live for. And the men in the comments were like, did not get it. They didn't comprehend it. They tried to like mansplain things to me. And I'm like, buddy, this is dark humor. I don't know what to tell you, like all this stuff. So it's fascinating. Freud is, you know, a little devil over there.
A little devil. But it is interesting because I feel like in that article, they reference only 10-ish years ago. What was it in Vanity Fair that someone, they literally published an entire article about trying to make an evolutionary argument of why men are funnier than women because of they need to like woo in the
main
cycle of human existence that men had to woo women with their wit and all we had to be was fertile. And it was like, who signed off on this? And that wasn't even that long ago that they published
it. It was in Vanity Fair.
Yes, I know.
And I tell you what, they think they're hilarious.
Hilarious.
Almost every man thinks he's hilarious.
Laura, I know you were, when we were friends in New York, you were doing more sketch and improv and stuff. Did you ever do stand-up?
I opened with a dead friend joke and it was crickets.
So, do you still remember the joke? Speaking of dark humor.
Yeah, it was.
Is it okay for radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we say like murder on radio?
Yeah.
Okay. So I said, my friend was running in broad daylight and was burned alive and murdered. And my friend told me, and I said, yet another reason not to run.
Jay liked it. Oh my God. That is pretty dark. That is a pretty dark
Dark
joke.
Dark Tina. And when I tell you the room went silent, it wasn't white noise. It wasn't crickets. It was outer space silence. That dust, you could hear dust. It was that quiet. And I had to just, I don't know, recover and talk about, I talked about Bravo for the rest of the 10 minutes. Cause I was like, I don't know where to go from here.
Andy Cohen. Okay.
Yeah. Let's keep it light, I guess. People.
All right. Well, friend, so fun to have you on the show. We'll probably have you back on in the new year. I hope you stay healthy and happy and just stay positive, Laura Lyons.
I'm going to stay positive and take vitamin D.
All right. We'll see you next time. Have a great day, friend.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stick around. Mama, the mother of Christmas, Debbie Bry, ends the show with us this week. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's so easy to do. Just let Let yourself be ignorant to what's been done to you. Save the rich by doing nothing.
It's Christmas vacation.
And when the nights are peaceful and serene.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and special guest in studio to round out my first week back after vacation. In studio, sitting across from me, the mother of Christmas, my mother, Debbie Bry. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good. I'm the mother of Christmas and the mother of Kristen.
There you go. It was a big family show. Dad was on earlier. Although he had to call in. But how do you feel about women being funny?
I do think we are funny, and I think it helps us get through a lot of tough stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, Dad's probably listening, but I would say, I think my sense of humor comes a little bit, he's more sarcastic.
Yeah.
But you're goofier.
Yeah,
I think exactly. I get my goofiness from you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Considering yesterday, as the mother of Christmas, you were in town and you took it upon yourself to Christmas-fy our house. And it looks excellent. And I walked
Thank you.
So I worked until like 6. I hadn't been home all day. Mama Bri had been in the house taking what Christmas decorations we had and perfecting them across our new home. And I walked in and she was wearing a Santa hat. And she said, Alexa, play the Hallelujah Chorus by Neil Diamond. And so I walked into the house. That song was blaring. And she was just like dancing and singing to the song and showing off of her work and everything she had done that day. And it was perfection, Mother.
Thank you. Well, only because that's our song, isn't it?
That is our song.
It's our song.
It's also the song I played after the end of my ceremony. I surprised Mike with because people now after they kiss the bride play, the Star Wars theme or whatever they want. And so he didn't care. He's like, I don't care what you play. So I surprised everyone. And that was what I played at the end of the ceremony. Did you say we have a text about women being funny?
About women being funny. Yeah. But he had texted earlier when we were talking to the professor from Marquette about Les Miserables and the history of that. And he said, am I a terrible person if I don't like that musical? I love musical theater and I can't stand Les Mis. And I said, no, you're fine as long as you like Spamalot. If you didn't like Spamalot, then we're going to have some issues. But then he also said, I've never heard or thought about women not being funny.
Huh.
I'm a male in my mid-40s. I grew up with Carol Burnett, all of the women on SNL. It's never crossed my mind. Sorry, it is a struggle.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is, it's such a funny thing that that's still this stereotype when you think of the women throughout, specifically the 20th and now obviously the 21st century, but like Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett.
Phyllis Diller, Mary Tyler Moore, Valerie Harper. I mean, I can list off a whole, Joan Rivers.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think it's debunked and it's just people who don't get the joke that still think that women aren't funny. But at least while you're here, Mom, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday as far as the best Christmas things to do across Wisconsin. But what would you say some of your favorite Christmas either things you've done or things you look forward to every year?
Well, I love to ride around and look at the lights, and I always appreciate when people put all that effort into decorating. I was trying to think of the places in Wisconsin Rapids that would be good to mention, and I could not give any addresses because I didn't know the addresses. But, there's a lot of people who take a ton of time. There's one person in our town that you go by and that you can sit out in front, and it's hooked up to the radio. And you can listen in your car. And so that's a lot of effort to make other people feel happy and joyful. So I think I love that because, I like to decorate. So I do decorate for holidays, for Christmas and big time for Halloween, right?
Yes, big time for Halloween.
Christmas is a little bit more traditional for me, so I don't do lots and lots of lights. But I do love lights. I do like when we can go someplace and hear Christmas music. I like to eat.
Where do you think your love of Christmas? Truly, I mean, I think good friend Colleen Marion growing up, she always used to describe our house at Christmas like Santa threw up on it, and which is a compliment. But we have lots of Santa. You go so hard for decorating for Christmas. Like, where do you feel like that came from as far as really putting so much effort into leaning into the holiday?
Well, I think we grew up always really enjoying the holiday, all the holidays, but Christmas was real special because all the family would come to our house and we would be packed in because we had a little house. My mom made it really fun and with lots of traditions and things, but I think it was that as the beginning. And then, you know, I like to collect stuff. So I I started collecting my mom gave me my first Santa Claus. And I started a collection that now is quite big. Not as big as many, but mine is nice.
Who has a bigger Santa Claus collection? Who's a private, not like...
No, there's people out there with thousands.
Yeah, that you've seen?
No, I've seen on TV and stuff like that. No, I haven't seen him. But there's people that collect all different things. And I am kind of a collector, which now I guess is kind of a big mistake because I've been told that my children don't want any of it. So
That's not true. You passed on...
A couple things, but
look at the things
what
you
I've
just
been
set
told
up in the
is,
house.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think we bought any of that. That's all gifted by you.
Well, it's the kind of person that I am, honey.
See, you're funny.
But I don't know. It just has always been there. You know, I grew up and my dad owned a small store and I worked in there and I did the decorating in there. Maybe that's where it started. I kind of had free reign to do what I wanted in there, and I've always enjoyed decorating everything, not just Christmas time, but I enjoy doing things in the house, so
yeah,
it's in my blood.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
Tom from West Dallas threw in another funny lady on the text line at 844-967-2789. Fran Drescher.
Oh yeah,
Danny.
Yeah.
Lots of funny ladies.
Yeah, there are lots.
There are. I think we've debunked that, but it was more interesting of that article. I'll send it to you. It's just just the history of any of these things, of how things develop. I can't remember what it was, but I even saw one the other day on a TikTok of how we got the term soccer, right? Like there's a story behind almost everything that we just assume is nothing. Just is. There's always something behind it.
Yeah.
And so you're heading back to Rapids?
I am. I'm gonna go north.
Got any plans for the weekend besides sitting watching with Dad the Marquette and Badger game?
I'll be decorating.
Oh. So is my house further along than your house
Yours
right now?
Is far, far more along than mine is. I got lots to do. So I've done your treats. Now I'll go and get my business done.
All the Christmas. Yep. The North Pole. We'll say that our house always looks like the North Pole, not that Santa threw up on it. It's a nicer way to put it.
Better. Yeah, yeah. Colleen, my favorite girl. And then she says that about me.
She said it as a compliment.
Yeah. No, I know it. Today is a big day.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma's birthday.
Carol Bry, 91.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my grandmother, your mother-in-law, Dad's mom, 91 years old today, still kicking. Anyone who was at our wedding couldn't believe that she was 90, let alone now she's 91. So very happy birthday to her. Are you guys celebrating with her when you get back at all?
Well, I won't be back in time because I didn't think I was going, but they're going out for a fish fry, which, of course, you know, I can't
do. You can't do anyways. So
they're going to be going out to the restaurant of her choice and having fun.
All right.
I just spoke with her while I was waiting to come on. So
perfect. That's a good reminder for me to give her a call after this show.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, Mom, thanks so much for closing out this week's show with me.
Sure thing,
you're
honey.
A big number one fan.
I am always
fun to have you on here.
Thank you.
And
it's always
us,
fun to see you.
That'll do it for this week. We will be back on Monday. Everyone have a safe, fun, relaxing weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is As Goes Wisconsin.